live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 303. I'm your host, Brandon Reif. We'll be joined momentarily by my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong. We're back in the saddle. We were out last week. I was gone for work down to Nashville, but we are back this week bigger, better than ever. We've got sports to talk about. We've got NBA finals. We've got off-season news and notes. We've got NFL news and notes as well, and then probably the most delusional thing I've ever heard in my life. I heard that today. So we'll cover all that and more. We can't start the show without my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong. JB, how are you?
Man, I'm doing just fine, man. This two-week hiatus, man. As far as official podcast, man, it's been somewhat of I've been chomping at the bit, Brandon. You know what I'm saying? I might go scorched earth a little bit tonight on a couple of topics, man. But other than that, man, you know, I know we got plenty to talk about, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, the finals, or, like you said, NFL news, tidbits, man. I know Aaron Rodgers pulled another fast one as we kind of start with the training camp and all that, man. But, and I know we got the NBA draft coming up in a couple of weeks as well, and, you know, saying Danny Hurley and all those things, man. But, where you want to start at, Brandon?
Yeah, I want to start with the most delusional thing I've ever heard. John, I was on my way to work this morning, and it's already hard to get to work just around the Circle City. There's a lot of construction going on here, and you can't go more than a half a mile without some kind of orange barrels and road closures and whatnot. So that's already pissing off everybody that's already on the highway. On my way to work this morning, drinking my coffee, and I had to almost basically come to a complete stop, pull over on the side of the road, about spit out my coffee, and started hyperventilating because I heard the most idiotic, brain-dead thing I've ever heard on the radio this morning.
Was it from the morning show?
Yes, it was.
What's going on? Who's that dude, man?
That dude paid some kind of charity thing and ended up winning the silent auction to be on.
Oh, okay,
but,
man.
But this dumbass.
Go ahead.
I'm pretty fair with IU, I feel like, most of the time. Like, I'm not.
Dude, he's a mark.
Oh,
Mark, dude, for real.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I thought I was the only one, Brandon.
Let me give you the quote. Two quotes. This delusional IU, and not every IU fan is this way. Not every IU fan is dumb, delusional, brain dead, deaf, blind, but this is one of them. This guy said this morning, quote, John, "I think this IU roster has a Final Four run in them. This roster is the best in the Big Ten in the last 10 years. And I thought, okay, that might be – I'm going to start hyperventilating a little bit hearing that from some dumbassery, jackassery, good friend of ours. And he follows up and says that John Calipari left Kentucky because of what IU and Mike Woodson are doing. What the hell? Are we that stupid down there?
Man, he got me when he said IU recruits the pros and Purdue recruits
the Joes.
I'm like, man, I'm like, bro, you ain't seen who I'm not saying Purdue's got them littered lined up going to the NBA, man, but you know what I'm saying, they have a little bit more names here last 10 years, man. Victor Oladipo ain't walking through that
there's
door,
a guy on at noon that says a lot of dumb shit, but this guy topped the cake.
Oh, man,
morning.
Double D always gonna back out you, but like, nah, man, my man even said that he believes that Scagnetti's going to win six games or something crazy on the football tip, man. So he must be a big booster. You know what I'm saying? He was on there, man. I thought it was just me, Brandon, because I was like, dude, I like Zach Edey. Like, from what I know we're supposed to be talking about NBA draft a little bit later, man. Zach Edey's going to be playing out somewhere out west. you know, Laker. Either in a Golden State uniform or a Laker uniform. So, you know what I'm saying? When you talk about who's going pro and who ain't, like, you know what I'm saying? I get it, man. Trayce Jackson-Davis, I mean, you know, he had a couple flashes, man. But, like, man, that's not Victor Oladipo all-star level. You know what I'm saying? What you're talking about, pro level. You know what I'm saying?
John, this man said the best roster in the Big Ten the last 10 years.
Nah, man. Last time I checked, Yogi Ferrell ain't in the league no more, man. Brunson is.
And this guy's saying it in June. They said this dude's saying it in June.
Yeah, man.
But if you wanted ratings, my God, you got the ratings this morning, because I would say, well, who the I had to look up who the hell was on tonight this morning.
Did he not know that Purdue went to the Final Four? Did he forgot about that?
He said,
I mean, it's crazy, man. And he said Blake Kennedy. I thought it was. Anyway.
Yeah, just jackassery all around. This dude.
Tell
no more.
The show.
Let him call on the show. I would love to pick his brain.
I will break everything down for him, man. Talking about IU. Oh, my goodness. Are you serious? They better get that together this year. I don't know. Well, let's talk about it, Brandon, real quick, man.
Yeah.
You talk about they're going to win the Final Four. They not nobody has them in the preseason. I know it's the preseason a little bit too soon, man. Nobody's talking about IU. They're talking about Kansas. And they be talking about Danny Hurley, talking about he going three-peat. Oh, my God, I might go score a charge on that one. But, again, he's got a heavy recruit class of McDonald's All-Americans and, you know what I'm saying, those last few juniors and seniors who just want to see what they, you know what I'm saying, UConn's looking at me. Oh, let me go over there. But they're talking about UConn, Kansas, and Duke. I haven't heard IU not mentioned, not even in the top 10. If IU makes the tournament, it's another step.
Fox Sports just did their way too early top 25. Here's your top 25, what they have. Number one, Kansas. They still got Hunter Dickinson.
Absolutely.
They got DeJuan Harris,
Absolutely.
KJ Adams. Eight.
They got
their
homie from here. They got Mr. Basketball. This is anomalous.
Yeah, exactly. Number two, UConn. Number three, Alabama. Number four, Houston. Five, Iowa State. Six, Carolina. Seven, Baylor. Gonzaga is eight. Duke is nine, which is crazy. I think they should be higher than that. Purdue, 10. With them adding in Daniel Jacobson.
Where's the Final Four run from IU?
Well, Auburn 11, Arizona 12, Tennessee 13, Creighton 14, IU 15, Florida 16, UCLA 17, A&M 18, Arkansas 22nd.
So you're telling me IU might be Marquette. They might be Creighton. That's what you're telling me. Because that's what 15. I'm not saying that's rock solid. Of course, they're going to get some wins. They better. This is the year.
Better
but
hope.
They're talking about Purdue's already in the top 10. Purdue's supposed to be in a revamp, Brandon.
Yeah.
The Tamika Kessler's little brother. Not his little brother. Her
yeah, don't get me started on that. Don't get me started on that, John. I'll go scorch.
Guess what?
I don't care if he's a high school kid or not.
Here's the thing, man. Like, they're getting misinformation. And you know what? If it's
who, Purdue or the kid?
If it's better for you to go play,
okay.
I mean, listen, you better go play for somebody.
Not information
like,
from Purdue, right? Is that what you're saying?
So what did like the homie? He got it. He got one more year. He had one more year left of eligibility. Where'd he go? He didn't go to no daggone punk school. I'm sorry. He didn't go to, you know what I'm saying, Eastern Michigan. He didn't go to no, you know what I'm saying, punk school. He didn't go to, let's say, I don't know, NC State. He went to Duke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to go somewhere and use your eligibility, you know what I'm saying, you better level up. But, again, I haven't heard Catchin's name, be honest with you. I haven't heard his name outside of lined up with Purdue. I haven't heard his name lined up with anybody. Maybe a Baylor. Maybe. But, like, the Duke is not calling him.
Yeah.
UConn's not calling him.
I don't know what he's going to do. If he's going to go back to overtime and leave. Because I feel like, honestly, John Painter and them said – Here's the plan for you. Here's the playing time, and here's the NIL.
Right. They're not going to acquiesce the style of play that they want to play so they can win, you know, in the Big Ten. Man, Brandon, this is where the shit goes. Sorry, Brandon. This is where the shit going to meet the sugar, man, because, like, either Danny Hurley going to still have the same conversation with his players too, right? But he knows how to NBA level players. That's why he got interest from the NBA. That's just the truth. He knows how to better level. I mean, Painter is not interested in coaching to the style that totally acquiesces the play calling to what the players do. It's methodical. It's okay. Methodical is good. Methodical is what Jay Wright won with methodical. You know what I'm saying? Let's not forget. And he had NBA level players. Like in our wet dream, right? We want Purdue to be like that Villanova squad that won 3 championships, but they can't do that either because it's just from a recruiting standpoint, they're not recruiting the same. They're really not recruiting the same kind of guys. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, right?
Right.
You know if they're hard anyway. Josh Hart said he ain't coming to Indiana for a reason. That started back in when he was in high school, not when he's just playing for the Knicks, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But like. It is Matt Painter's. It's technically all these college coaches' jobs to win what, Brandon? College games, man. Whether you've been lined up to the Maui Classic, you've been lined up to play Arizona, whoever. That's your job, not to get your kids into the NBA. That's
right. Why is tell me why is sportsbook? There's a sportsbook I saw today. Why did they got the third best odds to be the head coach of the Lakers? Why they got the third best odds of Matt Painter? Ain't no way.
Well, I tell you what, listen here, Brandon, I know we joked about it, did we not? I said, hey, man, if you offer Matt Painter $70 million, he's not going to be the coach of Purdue, okay? Danny Hurley, I get it, y'all.
I told you.
He went back to UConn. He got a little bit of a bump up. It wasn't enough of a bump up to, you know what I'm saying, to equal. But
getting the third straight.
Actually, the Lakers didn't really offer. The Lakers should have offered him like $13 million, and then he would have had to really think about it. $13 million a year. Didn't
third straight, John. Can we just go ahead and give him the title?
Who? No, hell no. Hell, Brandon, hell no. They're not winning. They ain't not three-peating. They're not that good. He's not coach. Man, he ain't better than Coach K. Coach K
is about like. This is about like me. I found the episode where I said the Milwaukee Bucks will never win another title after that first one.
Brandon, I get it's a brand new day. He ain't as good as Coach K on that sideline.
He thinks he is.
I get it's the Brett. He ain't as good as Bobby. He ain't good as Bobby Knight. Stop it. Don't even start that.
He thinks he
Don't
is.
Don't start that.
He says he's going to go man, 3
look,
in a row.
Can they get to a Sweet 16? Like, hey, man, I got to see. I got to see.
I was Klinger, the possible number one pick. I don't get it. We talked with Coach Brantley about it.
Because he's a 7-foot project that, like, nobody really thinks. So, like, dude, we going round and round on this one. He probably will be a top 7. In their wet dream, Memphis would hope they would get Klingon because he can fill the role that Steven Adams has left.
Well, they already traded away their one more. Or no, they guess they still got him. But the role they need is the who's their big that's from Indiana?
You're talking about the homie, Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah, I mean, they already got the guy. He's there.
Well, no, he's playing out. He really likes board. You know how these dudes are in their mind, what spot they want to play on the board.
It's positionless basketball anyways.
But Jaren Jackson Jr. is kind of like their Miles Turner. If we was in Memphis, he would be that. You know what I'm saying? We would be like, man, where's Jaren Jackson Jr. going? Cause, you know what I'm saying? Because he got the stats. He got the blocks. He just ain't got the daggone rebounds. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you would want a guy like that to be having.
Right.
But, like, nah, man, they're probably in their wet dream, they won't get clinging. They might do some wheeling and dealing, try to move up until they can secure that in Memphis. This is a comeback band-aid year for Memphis, man. Y'all forgot. People forgot about him, kind of fell in love with Minnesota. But Memphis will make a little noise. Memphis picked up one of these little draft picks. I'm saying they're going to really try to target Klingon. Klingon won't be number one, Brandon. He's not. They won't. That kid star from France would be number one. He's a stress guy. You can't teach that.
With Danny Hurley turning down the 6-year, $70 million, Lakers are now looking. I mean, between Shams and Woj going with conflicting reports. And I told you, he's going to stay
Brandon's
back. He was staying.
Brandon, that's terrible, ain't it? Shams came out talking about J.J. Redick.
J.J. ain't the guy, man. He's not the guy. I said Darvin Ham was not the guy from the beginning.
Hey, man,
he's
like,
not the guy.
Brandon, they look bad. I don't care what you say.
Jay Wright.
Not me.
Get Jay Wright. Spend the money. You don't leave. He doesn't leave L.A. without a contract.
Jay Wright ain't coming to – he's not coming to L.A.
Jay Wright, you got to do it.
But I don't
you know they're going to go safe route?
If you ready to turn to a circus.
They're going to go safe route. Brody's they'll probably get James Borrego from the Pelicans.
Wait a minute. You want to coach LeBron James
for 2 years.
His last 2 years. And you want to coach his son, who we know damn well, Brandon, should be out here at the YMCA running layup drills with me. I'm going to
make sure
I'm cutting
you $70 million, why not?
Man, Brandon, like, you take championship off the table there.
I don't think championship was ever on the table for the Lakers now.
Damn. Then go ahead and trade Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And just make this a total, side. Like, man, he don't need to be here for this. This is LeBron James. His mama going to be out on the sideline. You thought Iverson mother with the trip, braiding his hair.
Delonte West may be on the sidelines, too, with her. I don't know.
Bronny, stop it. No, Bronny, he's been to a rough spot, bro. He caught a rough spot about a couple of days ago down there in Dallas.
Oh, he got worse?
He got another mugshot, bro. It's not even funny.
Damn. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with the Lakers.
That's going to be a circus atmosphere, man.
R.I.P. Jerry West, by the way. If we didn't mention that about the Lakers.
Absolutely.
The logo.
Man, we losing too many great ones, man. Walton died 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And you know what I'm saying? How you feel about Bill Walton? You know what I'm saying? Jerry West is a pioneer, man. So you think about great, you know what I'm saying, clutch players. He is that. He didn't play with a damn on 3-point line, man. Imagine if he did. You know what I'm saying? I think somebody actually did Google it one time. They Googled it. You know what I'm saying? They went back and like count up his points and stuff. Man, he'd have been whatever. Top whatever. 2-3.
Right.
Like, nah, man. I think this era really. I don't get it twisted, Brad. I never saw him play other than that you know, Donald's film. That, you know what I'm saying? That NBA history kind of puts out. But like, I think this era kind of remembers Jerry West from being what, like an executive, like the man behind the scenes. And that's kind of what I know him from. But, like, he was an architect, man, putting together. Like, how do you do that, Brandon? How do you do? You have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right? They already got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Somehow they tank so bad, or however, you know, it wasn't a lottery back then, right? But however they finagle it, they get Magic Johnson. And then in another year, they get James Worthy, who's coming off a daggone national championship, man. That's robbery. You know what I'm saying? So, and then you kind of get another kid, Byron Scott, there you go. They got, you know what I'm saying, he's the one to kind of put all that together, pass all that to Pat Riley. That's why I didn't take this coaching shit seriously, Brandon. I know I'm cussing. I don't mean to say that, but Brandon,
no,
like,
good.
Pat Riley,
type of show was
Pat Riley didn't just jump off from being a player to being a coach. He was assistant for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Underneath
right.
Bill Fitz, man. And then, you know what I'm saying, Magic Johnson said, all right, man, let's roll with the younger, or, you know what I'm saying, with the younger boys. And, man, and there you go, Showtime Lakers. That's their story. You know what I'm saying? And he was there through the rough time. How do you see – there's this special kind of eye, Brandon. I have a special appreciation for those basketball heads like Jerry West and former general manager of the Pacers, the homie. He went to the Knicks. Should have never went there. What's the general manager's name?
Walsh.
Don't kill me. Yeah, Walsh. Donnie Walsh.
Yes.
No, it ain't.
Donnie Walsh.
Anyway.
Went there as the GM of the Knicks.
Them dudes, man, got special eye for talent, man. And they be seeing, like, everybody be like, all right, man, this dude is killing it all through. Like, I remember just Jerry West just knowing, like, Kobe Bryant, like a high schooler. How do you know that? How do you see that potential? He traded a fan favorite in Bobby Divac. You know what I'm saying? Bobby Divac, who was, like, real popular. Same thing that the homie Walsh did. He traded Dale Davis, a fan favorite, a hard worker. You know what I'm saying? A good basketball player for this franchise. But I seen that, hey, man, this kid over here is going to be killer in Jermaine O'Neal. So I always, man, those guys had great eyes, man, for talent. And they had great, you know what I'm saying,
pinch. Yeah, I was thinking the Gasol trade, bringing him out there with the Lakers.
Oh, man, he was on his way out, though, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He was on his way out. So
let me do one last thing.
Go ahead.
He's like, no, let me do one last thing before I'm on my way out. Let me send Gasol out there.
He was going to get fired, y'all. He was the vice president of the Memphis Grizzlies, and, you know, the homies over there needed a little help. You know what I'm saying? The Lakers, his family, they needed a little help. It's crazy, though, but, Brandon, I want to talk about a little bit more, man, because it's crazy because how the Buss family kind of ended him. It was the Clippers that announced that he passed. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to start no beef between the Clippers and the Lakers, man, or bring up any dirt between Jerry. But Jerry Buss, like, I guess it was like, man, you kind of outwore his welcome, I guess. Or he wanted to get a little bit more shine. You know what I'm saying? And Buss and them, as you can clearly see, when they said, we want to go with Danny Hurley, a voice like that, Buss, they didn't put enough paper behind it, right? They clearly know, like, this is the Lakers. We run the Lakers, not LeBron James, not you know what I'm saying, whoever, you know what I'm saying, this other, I don't know. What this, man, is he serious? They need to fire his ass, the general manager.
Polinka?
Fire him, man, he's terrible. Get him out of here. We already know, but I'm trying to tell you, the ownership wants to let everybody know. They
ain't
going to
happen.
They know, Brandon. They kind of went with Bob Hurley, Danny Hurley, kind of thinking he was going to be like their Brad Stevenson. Here's what's going to have to happen. If Lakers ever want a culture like that, you got to get out the way. You can't let – you have to – you can't be part of the voice. You can't be saying, oh, LeBron talking to Jeannie Buss. It can't be that. Brad Stevens makes decisions. He doesn't got to talk to the damn self ownership. It just makes decisions and they happen. You know what I'm saying? He talks to the coach and boom, there it is.
Right.
You can't not – the ownership can – man. So Jerry West kind of got called – you know what I'm talking about him. He kind of got caught up in that drama, you know what I'm saying, when – who we going to trade? Who we going to bring in? Jerry West wants to bring this guy. You know what I'm saying? So that's why he had that minor divorce from them. And he ended up, you know what I'm saying, VPing it over at Memphis. But he still looked out for his, you know what I'm saying, his family. But, it, you know, I challenge all everybody who listens to, you know, Crossroads Sports Man. You know what I'm saying? I really tried my bit. Like, what I really learned about sports and whatnot, I did. Jerry West is, like I always tell you, Bill Walton's one of them. Jerry West is another, you know what I'm saying? This, you know what I'm saying, Oscar Robinson is another, but like, you go back and check these dudes' tapes. Check their files. But now when you hear J.J. Redick talk about this cat wild shit, talking about they played against plumbers and janitors and shit, he's talking about Jerry West. Jerry West ain't no plumber. Jerry West ain't no janitor. Jerry West got a multitude of rewards, you know what I'm saying, in West Virginia that ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying, so coverage just yet, you know what I'm saying, as a basketball player. Jerry West, you know what I'm saying, won an Olympic gold medal in 1980. They don't give that to plumbers. You know what I'm saying? And I think he only got one championship. They went to a lot of championships, man, before everybody started championship counting, you know what I'm saying, counting down, like how many championships you lost. Jerry West and them lost a lot of championships, but he only got one, right? But, hey, man, epitomized the word great. That's Jerry West, man. But, yeah, man, go check his file, y'all, for sure.
I got another. Speaking of delusional from earlier when we first started about the dumbass
that
was on the radio this morning.
Wild, man. I hope he calls in. I'm gonna find out who he is, man.
Just
making my friend.
That shit wild.
He gotta be.
I heard something else that was crazy. Our boy who can't seem to keep Indiana and the Pacers out of his mouth, Paul George, says, "I believe the Pacers should retire my jersey when I'm done."
No, he had to come back and do something. You had, no, Brandon, listen, I know you don't like it.
He's on ESPN right now. He's doing the game, the pregame.
Then tell him, well, that's some whack shit too, man. You just got out of the playoffs, man. Now you back on, now you podcasting. Now you got the headset on. That's the punk shit.
He can't,
man,
keep Indiana out of his mouth, John. He can't.
He need to be out here training. Like, how you going to get the Clippers over? That's who you signing with.
Or
how you come back here. Come back to Indiana. Sign with us, man. So, you know what I'm saying? A league minimum. And come ride this daggone Halliburton wave train. That ain't going to happen either. But, hey, man, if he was to come back, that would be prerequisite, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Play and try to win a championship with the Pacers. But, like, I don't think the Pacers and him really are on the same.
Warm up the Diddy Kane I'm Coming Home music and
damn,
the video, like
no,
they did for Mello when he came to New York.
No Diddy.
Hashtag
man.
No Diddy. I'm coming home. Coming home.
There's no room. There's no spot already. I mean, they're not going to say. If you bring in Paul George, you're not resigning to Obi Toppin. That's for darn sure.
He said he wanted his jersey retired, John. I think you're still glossing over that point. He thinks they should. For what?
He broke a bone up in here, man. He broke a bone up in here, Brandon. He forgot. He broke a bone. Come on, man. That was gruesome. We was all there.
I don't care.
Oh, Brandon, that was terrible. That's not a good reaction.
Breaking a bone does not qualify you to get your damn jersey hung, or else we'd have like six or seven others.
Did he not get us further? He got us farther than Oladipo. He got the.
Is he a Hall of Famer? Is he going to be a Hall of Famer?
Brandon, per his stats, he probably is a Hall of Famer.
John.
Per his stats. How many All-Stars is he? And he also asked some NBA when he was with the Pacers, Brandon. Stop that, man. He got robbed of the daggone dunk contest. Don't start that, you being,
oh,
like
so
that,
when
Brandon.
The dunk contest, finishes second or some of the dunk contest gets you retired.
No, he was robbed.
Put Fred Jones up there then. Let's go.
Fred Jones. He still stayed in Indianapolis. Shout out.
Yeah. A little extra LBs, but yeah, go Fred.
Oh.
But no, I just, it, man, I hate, let the pace, let the teams decide if you're going to hang your jersey up. I think it's cute. You think that, and you still can't get Indiana out of your mouth all these years later.
Brandon, he had to come do two, three years with the Pacers. For real. 2 years. And try to help us get to a championship.
Mike Kelly says, all-star, not a superstar.
Man, y'all forget. I mean, he had some great moments, man. The Miami game, Roy Hibbert was his center, man. Come on, man. Y'all done forgot. Y'all done forgot.
Shout out. Come on, man. You can't be dissing Roy like that. I like Roy.
I am.
Speaking of Pacers real quick, Pacers are expected to offer an extension for Andrew Nembhard this offseason. I think he's earned it, but also,
yeah,
like I told you, part of me is I think his value is as high as it can be right now, so maybe you kind of take a couple questions on the trade to see what else is out there.
Damn, you want to trade him and...
I didn't say I want to. I said you take some calls. His value is as high. It's never going to be as high as it is now. And if you're not fielding offers for that, then you're not doing your damn job. And I feel like Pritchard's at least got to at least hear out and see when your top talent, when your talent gets to a peak, he can't get any better. He can't. He had an incredible year. This is his highest value he's going to get. You're going to get the best offers of anything for him. See what happens. Even if it's in the February.
Brad, I'm going to poke the bear. Is Tyrese Halliburton going to get any better?
Oh. He's got to learn to play defense. If he can play defense, that's about as better as he can get.
Man, you gotta keep Nembhard around, man. You gotta keep Nembhard around. I think their death might get a little challenged in the summertime.
Are you team running
back? No, I don't think everybody. I mean, running. You talking about Siakam?
Right, everybody.
I don't know. That's a check. That's a big check for them to sign.
What about running back, everybody?
I don't think Obi Toppin comes back, man, be honest with you.
You're on that freight train. You're on the Obi Toppin conductor freight train. You're about him coming
back.
Well,
everybody, wouldn't you want to have Cedric Ceballos on your team? Everybody needs a Cedric Ceballos on their team. But, you know, Cedric Ceballos still,
I'd rather have a Udonis Haslam.
That I don't know if that exists anymore in the NBA. You would want Pat Beverly. Like Pat Beverly is a close thing to you.
Oh, Pat Bev has ruined his Indiana chances, John. I love him, but he's ruined his shot.
Never. Yeah. He might as well. They might as well just take him off the daggone. Don't ever play another Pacer game ever in life.
Damn. real quick before we go to the NBA Finals coverage. Anything from you on, because I'm kind of nauseated by it, let the girl play, but
don't say it.
Caitlin Clark.
Don't say it. Hey, man, Caitlin Clark is trying to be the best basketball player that she can be in her rookie campaign.
Yep.
And I've seen and heard some crazy hot takes from some good people, but Brandon, like, again, I go back to Sharms. I go back to Wojo. Y'all was wrong. And they be questioning what Brandon Reeve and Jonathan Birdsong be saying.
It happens.
I can't believe some of this crap, man. So, like a lot of people say they knew women's basketball. They didn't. I got eye open about, you know what I'm saying, just because, you know, there's a whole level of people pissed off. Brandon, I'm listening to them. I know what I'm being said about them. You know what I'm talking about, little brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to them. But they got to understand. We're coming off a hot final, 2 years Final Four running, man. If you're a basketball fan, you know what I'm saying, just living that world. And Caitlin Clark shows up on your scene, and she's the only girl, lady, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be disrespectful, right? She's the only lady, like, that gets highlighted real. Like, it's sometimes kind of hard watching, you know what I'm saying, women's basketball because, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's not a highlight. You know what I mean? It's not, you know what I mean? You know, you might get a highlight of some, you know what I'm saying, some threes or whatever, but it's not like Steph Curry highlight. It's not Vince Carter highlight. You know what I'm saying? Like that. It don't splash on your TV screen. But when she plays, you know what I'm saying, she's shooting threes, man. She's, you know what I'm saying, she's out there talking trash and backing it up. Okay,
right.
She's white. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? But there's a level of people that do care because there's a level of like times where like the white person on the court was kind of like, nah, man, they better, nah, man, you know, it's too much out here, bro. You know what I mean?
Don't these girls know who's paying their paycheck and their flights?
Well, that's the other thing. That's the other part, man. So, like, why the hate?
And her team ain't coming to her team side. I didn't see anybody come after.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying y'all got to be smarter than what the media, however negative it can be spent. This also positive. I'm trying to spin it positive. Caitlin Clark ain't had a daggone moment's rest. Like, think about it, Brandon. She went from being in the Final Four to having to get ready to, you know, so everybody knew she was coming to Indianapolis. Everybody, it was no secret. You coming to Brandon. We opened up with a segment for nobody who disrespected Purdue basketball. This is how crazy we are about basketball here in the state of Indiana. Okay, Larry Bird, Bob Knight, they anointed. God bless them. Billy Knight. I mean, I go down the line, man. Who else you want me to name? Artes, Jalen Rose, man. Come on,
Bird.
Reggie Miller. I said Larry Bird, man. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Cabertini, man, let's go, man. This is our about basketball here. So, like, when you get something like Caitlin Clark here, man, hey, man, be honest with you, I'm kind of like, Brandon said he's nauseated about it. I'm nauseated too, but like, I'm going to kind of put it like, listen, man, like, She probably needs, it probably best that she ain't on the Olympic team because now she can get to rest and kind of catch up to, like, you know what I'm saying, and everything kind of slow down. Having all these media things, and it's a whirlwind. The WNBA draft this year was the most watched attendance it has ever been. You know why? Because everybody knew she was going to be number one, and she's coming to a place that's basketball crazy. And she said
nothing she's getting cheap-shotted. Kalia Copper.
She said nothing but the right things, Brandon. Like, she's like a freaking Girl Scout.
Right.
I love, she, you know what I'm saying, she says who she honors, you know what I'm saying, the past basketball players. You know what I'm saying? That technically don't necessarily look like her or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to make a color thing, and she's here to like to absorb, you know what I'm saying, and to make money, not to make enemies. Now, here's the thing, man. On that court, man, she's not going to back down either. Dude, how can Indianapolis ain't going to let her go? You know what I'm saying?
Countdown's on.
They got to figure out a way. Now, here's what's going to need to happen, Brandon. The team going to have to get a little bit like the team. And I ain't talking about on the floor. I'm talking about the team that puts the team together. You got to get a little bit smarter than what you've been presenting. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just going to have to be, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, it's not just whip a spoon together and let's put the roller ball out there and we got Leah Boston and Caitlin Clark and we're going to win the daggone championship. No, man, y'all going to have to put some thought into it. They done put a fucking
super Boston has digressed. She's
they done
digressed.
Put a whole daggone super team out there in the Vegas Aces. Right, for a particular purpose, right, to get net ratings and to get eyes and ears on that. The New York Liberty, pretty damn good basketball team, but built because they didn't put thought process into that. Her time will come, but I think she really is, like, this time is getting ready to be set aside for her because the season's going to be ended or whatever, or they take a break off in the season or whatever. It's cool, man. Just take it as time to, like, absorb or, you know what I'm saying, time to, like, you know what I'm saying, decompress for her.
Yeah.
But, like, nah, man. It's been too much basketball for her. Man, coming out of the Final Four, right into the WNBA, like, come on, man. That's a hard thing to manage for any athlete. Because, again, the NBA draft, it's only for another couple of weeks. The daggone March Madness is over.
Right,
G League play is over. So, like, you know what I'm saying? This keep apples and oranges and everything comparable, man. So, I'm ready. I'm excited for her, you know what I'm saying, for her play. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting super critical of just like everybody, hey, when the turnover's going to stop or whatever. But, like, you know what I'm saying, she kind of turned. She was rookie of the month, all that. Those are great things. You know, the people got a couple games and they win in the win loss column, which is great. But, hell, the team they were playing, they suck too. You know what I'm saying? But be honest with you, man, she doesn't really need, I mean, me personally, she really she'll need this time to, like, slow down. And if you don't make the Olympics, whatever, because I know they say
it's not a bad thing that she's not in the Olympics. You know, I'm fine with her taking a break with no Olympic play. Maybe she's not one of the best ones right now for the team. And that's fine. There's plenty of Olympics for her to compete in.
Right.
But secondly, if you look at it from the other side, the WNBA and people who want exposure for girls basketball, you are the dumbest idiots ever for not putting her on the team. Because right now, the exposure, you strike while the iron is hot. This is the most exposure you're going to get from women's basketball that's going to watch the Olympics because we already know Team USA is going to dominate. Belgium, I think, is the second best team for women's basketball. Other than that, USA is going to beat every team by 30, 40 points. So is she really needed on that team this year? I don't think so. Let her rest up. Let her get a freaking season underneath her and then come back next year. There's more, right. more Olympics. She'll be on those. So,
right.
One thing I forgot to add about Purdue basketball, John, it was mentioned 2 days ago. Purdue did extend Matt Painter through the 2029 season. $4.85 million contract with performance-based incentives of $1.2 million. Painter is now in the top four highest-paid head coaches in the Big Ten, the new Big Ten.
Maybe Woodson goes to the Lakers.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. it makes sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
He's already got his boy out there, Hood Schifino. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
A lot of mock drafts got that center going to either the Lakers or the Thunder. They
yeah.
played that 1 year. Yeah.
This ain't basketball related. It's football related, but it just came across the Twitter. Eugene Hilton Jr., T.Y. Hilton's son, one of the top receivers in the country, is announcing his college choice this Friday. His top seven schools, John: Georgia, Kansas, Miami, Missouri, Ole Miss, Purdue, and Wisconsin. I think there's only two ranked teams in there. And three ranked teams. Georgia, Missouri, and Ole Miss.
If Georgia's there, man, I don't know what you're waiting on, Christmas.
Playing time?
Kansas wouldn't even be in my rotation.
Yeah, that wouldn't be happening. By the way, sneaky, John, I've been doing my college basketball research already because I've gotten my books. I've got some stuff for you, and it's good. It's good stuff. I already did my bracket. I have followed the procedures for the top 12 college football playoff. I've done my bracket. I'll put it out tonight after the show. But my top 12, I got Georgia as the number one seed, Ohio State as the two, Florida State as the three, Oklahoma State as the four, because before people challenge me.
College football.
Yes,
yeah.
College football. Because before people challenge me, because the top four seeds have to be conference champions. So that's why Georgia, SEC 1, Ohio State, Big Ten 2, Florida State, ACC 3, Oklahoma State, number 4. The five seed, well, the highest conference champ of the last group of five I've got is Liberty. John, I think Liberty goes undefeated this year. I've looked at the roster. They've got a talented roster. They've got the quarterback back. They have a great schedule. I think they go undefeated and get in the college football playoff. Liberty, mark it here on June 12th. Liberty will be in that college football bracket playoff. So I have them as the 12th seed taking on the 5 seed Oregon. Welcome to the Big Ten, Oregon. This is your first year in the Big Ten. I got you as the 5 seed. I think you lose to Ohio State this year, but the Big Ten runs through Eugene next year.
Stop it.
It does.
What is going on?
It does. Anyways, I've got Michigan and Notre Dame in the 8-9 matchup. In the 8-9.
You're about to get canceled in South Bend. You didn't mention not Notre Dame.
I've got Alabama and Ole Miss in the 7-10 game. I've got Texas and Penn State in the 6-11 game. And then I had Oregon and Liberty.
They get a quarterback.
The who? Texas?
No. Oh, I know they got plenty of quarterbacks. I'm talking about Penn State.
Yeah, they got their guy back.
Okay.
He came back. So out of that, it comes down to my final four schools. I've got Georgia versus Oregon and Ohio State versus Texas. So it's SEC versus Big Ten, just as we talked. John, I got Georgia versus Ohio State. I think Georgia writes their one little mistake they did last year. You got Georgia, Ohio State, and Georgia winning the championship. Just June 12th. There it is, folks. Brackets out.
I feel SEC people are gonna never hear. D-Kai hear this, man. He's going to be pissed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Alabama. Shit, I got Alabama ranked higher than the people do.
Yeah, it's a new era in Alabama, man. People want to see them people get mud stomped.
One more thing before we get to the NBA Finals, because we're still on the trap path to the NBA Finals is going to start. We've talked about people saying jackassery things, right? We talked about the idiot at the start of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Paul George believing he should have his jersey retired. Anthony Richardson said something today.
Oh, man. Dude, come on, man. Don't start with it. Man, don't piss the Coast fans off, Brandon. You're going to be in trouble.
He said.
You're going to be in trouble.
Whoa, this guy played how many games, John, in the NFL? Can you tell me how many games he played? Four?
Four and a half, maybe.
Four and a half? And he was out, what, two of those four games with injury halfway through or so?
That's why I said four and a half.
Anthony Richardson said today, he said, quote, playing in the NFL is easier than playing college football.
And he can't make it through like a mini camp? Yeah, I have concerns, man. I do. I got concerns. The coach should have concerns. The scout department better be looking at Ewers in Texas. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to be looking at another quarterback.
Flacco's going to be your starter this year. Man's hurt still, John. The man is still hurt.
I know. Cool, man.
Now, some people think it's because he got that long tattoo for 8 hours on that same arm.
That can't be related. You wouldn't think.
People think it is, and that's why it was sore. I mean, I've never had a tattoo, but, I mean, it would make sense, I feel like.
Right.
But, I don't know. But, yeah, just idiot things I've heard. That's another idiot thing I've heard. So Anthony Richardson, Paul George, and the idiot on the morning show this morning. NBA Finals, John, finally. Game 3 tonight. I feel like the finals – I don't even know what the hell the day the games are on anymore. I'm just looking. Oh, should be on tonight. Nope, it's another day. The Celtics lead 2-0. Porzingis is out tonight. Must win for Dallas. Backs against the wall. They performed better a little bit the second game than they did the first game. They just got doors beat off of them, and it was over quickly in the first quarter. But I expect the Mavs to come out strong tonight. I expect a strong Kyrie Irving game. We haven't seen Kyrie anything since then. He's 0-12 against the Celtics. Since he stomped on Lucky. Put that out there. But I expect a strong Kyrie Irving game tonight. Celtics-Mavs, I think Mavs get at least one win here tonight.
I don't know, Brandon. If the Boston Celtics play their best version of themselves, where they have more of an attacking Jason Tatum, they'll blow the doors off the Dallas Mavericks.
No Porzingis.
I get that, man, but I think they chase more points in threes, three-pointers, in particular when Porzingis is on the floor. You know what I'm saying? I watched a guy like, what's my guy's name, Horford, get a rebound and be, you know what I'm saying, 7 feet away from basketball, you know, 7 feet from the rim, and we know that's like his area of, you know what I'm saying, of scoring. Kick it back out. To get a three that, you know what I'm saying, clanged off or maybe, you know what I'm saying, was 40%, whatever, right? Because, like, when the Boston are hitting their threes, like, that's – they try to keep up with the Golden State Warriors, you know what I'm saying, for 2 years ago, right? So I really think if they're aggressive enough, like, Jason Tatum is not his passive self. And, you know what I'm saying, he's good at passing, you know what I'm saying, literally passing. And he's good at rebounding as well, you know what I'm saying. He can flirt with a triple-double, but he's got to be attacking. He's got to be attacking. Jalen Brown can't be the only one out there, you know what I'm saying, attacking. Derek White can't be the only one out there attacking tonight. You're right. You should see a better Kyrie Irving tonight. I think you'll see a better bench support tonight. Maybe a closer game. I think the Celtics take it over in the fourth, man, and put it up 3-0.
The Al Horford drinking the fountain of youth in this NBA Finals. I still do think the Celtics win the series, but I think Mavs got to get out and get themselves one. By the way, John, I was talking. Remember last year when I said that Billy Napier in Florida, I've expected him to get fired, and it didn't happen. They kind of backdoored their way there towards the end of the season with some wins. But, John, this is the year. This is the year Napier gets fired. Vegas, over under. Florida wins this year. What do you think they would have it as?
Six.
Four. Florida Gators, four wins total, over-under. Oof. They're saying Vegas has the under. If Florida's winning three games, four games, it's time to get ZipRecruiter fired up down there in Gainesville because Napier is going to be gone. I got some over-unders for you. I kind of researched them. Yeah, today I researched a little bit. Over-under for wins. IU, over-under 5 this year. 5. Purdue, 4.5. 4.5 wins, Purdue this year. 4.5. Actually, I've got them winning 6 this year and going bowling. I really do. Colorado, over-under 5.5. 5.5 wins for Colorado.
Damn, Deion.
Going to the Big 12. By the way, Oklahoma State should win the Big 12. They look pretty good going in. Ball State, it's going to be a new regime, I feel like, unfortunately, at Ball State after this year with new out. 4.5 wins. That's the over.
Ooh, come on with the Mac, bro.
The schedule does not look good. They got to go take on your boy, Cignetti's old team, James Madison, the Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
Bama, 9.5. And that's over. They have the under as the heavy favorite there for Bama, under 9.5 wins.
Okay. Right.
Michigan, 9 wins. The Irish, 10 wins. And
ooh.
USC, 7 wins. I think I love Oregon, John. And I think in one of my guides I'm looking at has Oregon actually beating Ohio State for the Big Ten championship this year. I think it's a year too soon. I think maybe next year, but I do love with this Oregon. I mean, they have the MVP of the league this year being Dylan Gabriel. He's the quarterback out in Oregon. So,
what's the home is Clemson? Where are they at in all this, this grand?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. So Clemson right now, they have them second in the ACC, just behind Florida State. They're ahead of Miami and NC State. So it's very weird seeing the last place team in the ACC is Stanford. Still weird to look at that. It's very weird to see Stanford Cardinal. There. Big Ten. Oregon 1. USC 5, Washington 9, UCLA 14, Purdue 16, and IU dead last 18th. Purdue getting Hudson Carr back another year, so that'll kind of help them. Big 12, this is sexy. This is sexy Big 12. I'm going to go ahead and say it now. Oklahoma State 1, Utah 2, your boy Cam Rising. He's back.
Ready
Big 12 shootouts.
Good Lord.
Yeah, Big 10 shootouts. Arizona 5. Colorado 11. Cincinnati last. Arizona State second to last, 15th. And then your SEC, that I know it's going to get people riled up a little bit. You got to keep the faith. Give me a second here. By the way, Ball State second to last in the MAC. Not good. 128th overall. Give me 1 second, John, while I get to your SEC. SEC, Georgia Bulldogs, they have number one. Texas, number 2 in the SEC. Ole Miss, 3. Lane Train. Alabama, 4. Oklahoma, 8. Yeah. So... Mm. And we got all offseason to talk about Carson Beck if we think he's a real deal. I've got them winning. I could see them winning a title with Stetson Bennett, but they did. So why the hell couldn't they win it with Carson Beck out there? I just don't know if he's is he the best quarterback in the league? I don't know if he's the best quarterback in the conference. I almost might tip my hat to Jalen Milroe, possibly. So we're seeing, or Quinn Ewers in the SEC. So we'll see. I wanted to pass those out to you, give you a little, get you a little fired up, John, for college football. It's coming. And I've already started kind of reading through my book, so I was excited for that.
Right. Realignment's here.
Yeah, it is here. Purdue, Steelers signed Mike Tomlin 3-year extension, John, through the 2027 season. The standard is the standard with Mike Tomlin back another 3 years. So that was good to see them getting wrapped up there and what they can do. U.S. Open this week, John, tomorrow at Pinehurst, number 2. Scotty Scheffler, heavy favorite. Heavy, heavy favorite. Xander Schauffele, Koji Morikawa are your following guys following that. But, yeah, U.S. Open will be good. It's supposed to be like 90s down there, so that's good enough for Tiger.
Is Rory golfing this weekend, or is he getting back with Dwight?
He's back. He's back together. The grass isn't always green on the other side, he saw, so he's back with him. Can't blame him, man. John Rahm withdrew. Foot injury, he is withdrawn from U.S. Open. So wow. Next time we see John Rahm will hopefully be in July for the Open Championship out there in Europe. John, I know I've kept you tonight. 7 o'clock started the Patriots Hall of Fame induction ceremony for Tom Brady tonight. It's on YouTube for you to watch.
If we missed the week and we didn't talk about Dallas Clark getting in the Ring of Honor here in Indianapolis. Oh, man, he said, who? Dallas Clark. Don't do that, man. Don't do that, Brandon.
The poor man's Heath Miller.
He is, man. You know what? Like, I got into a real debate. This is before I started being a serious podcaster and started, you know what I'm saying, like, that fan shit out your ass, you know what I'm saying? Because Dallas Clark, compared to like Witten, that they play, we could say they play around about the same time. Jason Witten, right? Like Dallas Clark's numbers for a small time compared to Jason Witten, but Jason Witten blew Dallas Clark away, right? So I was, you know, saying the fans, you'd be like, hey man, Dallas Clark, you always want to mention Dallas Clark because like that was with Peyton Manning. He was a security blanket with Peyton Manning. You know what I'm saying? Peyton Manning, every great quarterback, I feel like, you correct me if I'm wrong, man, has a great tight end that they say was a safety blanket that they could always go to, right? So he was him. So for Dallas Clark to be in the Ring of Honor, man, that makes perfect sense, man. It hurt my soul, Brandon, when the Colts let everybody go. Peyton Manning got up there and said this is his last day as a Colts. Everybody remembers this, man. And then also, I feel like the next day it was like Dallas Clark and Joseph Addai and all those other guys. And though they didn't retire anything, Dallas Clark ended up playing for, I think, Tampa Bay for like two more seasons or something like that. And then, it was forgettable because what him and Peyton Manning had together, man, was like a great – it was like timing. And he was very reliable, you know what I'm saying, catcher of the ball, man. And so and he was a great blocker, too, all those things, man. So, like, so for him to go to Ring of Honor, absolutely, positively, man, maybe not necessarily All-Pro or anything like that. He got decent yards. He's never gonna be on no Hall of Fame or anything like that. Cause he got decent yards, but he ain't got nowhere near the touch. No, he's got great touchdowns. Just don't necessarily have the yards. Take that. It's reverse. Yeah, he's got great touchdowns. Just ain't got the yards. But man, Dallas Clark going in the Ring of Honor is gonna be something kind of great for the fans here, man. Because you know it ain't too out of the, you know what I'm saying, of the era. You know what I'm saying, of forgettableness, man. So but man, I salute that. I can't wait to see it.
Okay. No, Dallas Clark's a good dude. So happy to see him go in, Mr. Iowa himself. So we've got some breaking news, John. Woj. Woj bomb.
Laker coach.
it ain't the Laker coach, but he's probably announcing it tonight. Report, there is a real doubt Porzingis will be able to return for the rest of the NBA Finals, per Woj. Porzingis could be out for the rest of the finals.
He's got a tush problem, man. I don't know, man. He's got, like, soft tissue everywhere in his body or something
dude,
crazy,
he broke the
man.
Bone in front of his ankle.
Yeah, man. He's got all kind of issues, man. So I hope he gets it together. The Celtics, you know what I'm saying, parlayed a lot of draft picks and whatnot to get Kristaps, you know what I'm saying. He was kind of healthy for the main part of the season, and it's kind of sad to see him kind of break down. You see what kind of team they are with him on the floor. You know what I'm saying? And defensively, man, he wasn't a liability. He was out there blocking shots like a madman. So Yeah, I mean, reports, if he ain't coming back, man, you know, it ain't like stuff that we can, oh, woe is me. They got some level up. They got some next man up kind of guys, man. But, again, Porzingis being the unicorn and whatnot, man, this is, I feel this guy is going to be a moment for him. If he could get two more games out of him, but it ain't going to happen.
Reggie Miller was on a podcast today.
Uh-oh.
And I would play it, but I don't know if you're going to be able to hear it. Let me try to see it. You let me know if you hear this at all.
Nah.
So they're playing the FU Reggie thing, right? So they're playing that from when they were doing New York. Gosh dang it. Where's the play button?
Crossroads Sports. Anybody call in? 92. Call in at 929-477-3331. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Dr. Birdsong. This is the Crossroads Sports Show. Brandon Reeves.
What?
Here every Wednesday night.
Nah, you couldn't hear it?
I couldn't hear it at all.
Oh, well, it says, this is why I can't stand the Knicks. They're front runners. They think they're God's gift to basketball. Where gasoline was poured on was when Josh Hart came over to me. I think he was trying to be funny and said, F you. He shouldn't have come over and said that. It's Reggie Miller and Mark Jackson sitting together doing a podcast.
He cursed him? Is that what Reggie was trying to say? He cursed him?
Yeah, he cussed him out.
Oh, wow.
Can't rush out the goat. Team USA for men's basketball, John.
Mm-hmm.
You all right with that roster?
I'm all right with any roster that's going to take it seriously and go out there and try to win the gold medal. If you're playing in the Olympics,
let me give everybody the roster real quick so they know.
Give the roster right now. Thank you.
Bam Adebayo, Devin Booker, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards, Joel Embiid, which I didn't know Embiid was born in the United States, but Tyrese Halliburton, Drew Holiday, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, which we said was crazy, and Jason Tatum. Your head coaching staff is Steve Kerr, Mark Few, Tyronn Lue, Eric Spoelstra.
Poor Mark Few. Why come they didn't get lucky to go get Mark Few?
Is there any chance that Spoelstra would leave to go to L.A.?
Nah, man. Too much issues. Nah, man. He
issues with what? Issues with what?
He tried to get LeBron, tried to get him fired.
Stop it.
Yeah. LeBron tried to get him fired. Pat said no. You know, Pat ain't got no problem firing no coaches now. He fired Van Gundy.
If you're the Lakers management, who do you sign? You get to pick, John. You get to pick the coach. Who are you bringing in to meet with you to sign that contract today?
It got to be, but see, like, does it have to be sexy? We got to be a big program.
It's who do you want? This is you.
Oh, they might just hire Mark Jackson.
You want Mark Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hand down, man down. He knows how to handle the media. He wants to go back into coaching. You know what I'm saying? If we are a forgiving nation, we are. Whatever Mark Jackson did behind the doors, I don't know what he said, whoever he offended, man, guess what? Get over it. Because time is over. We're not going to keep on holding that against him. We shouldn't. So let Mark Jackson coach the Lakers. I'm with it. LeBron, you need a personality to coach a personality. I think.
Okay, I'm glad you said that.
Good.
Because I got a personality to coach a personality.
Well, he's had experience though. He's had experience though. Coaches.
I texted you last night. I thought, hey, any Van Gundy, if you got to get a name in and it's known. But if you want a personality to coach a personality, and you want the Lakers to be in the spotlight, because it was no bull. When they announced that Dan Hurley was offering a contract on the first day of day one of the NBA Finals. So
right.
The Lakers want to be in the news. They want to be known. Man,
right.
If you want to do that, you don't have to look any further than Las Vegas. And they offer that contract to Becky Hammon.
Oh, wow.
You're going to get all the news with her being coach.
Oh,
you know,
okay,
Bron.
Yeah.
Bron likes her.
Right.
And she coached the Lakers. She'd be the first female coach, and it would be the Lakers
right.
organization. Come on, man.
They blow you away. Blow Disney
That's
away.
Pick.
She coached up Bron. Coach up Bronny, make him to look like Brunson. Yeah.
Now you can't pay her $70 million, like now that and that will get the affirmative or the equal action people saying that. Why can't you pay her that? But still, I mean, she got to be proven a little bit. But I still think Jay Wright, man, Jay Wright's my guy. Don't let him leave LA without a contract. Jay, just come do it for 3-4 years. Help us get past this. Help us.
Mark
pass
Jackson.
This. Might as well do Dale Davis then. Chris Quinn from Miami. I don't know. I mean, you already went down the Brian Shaw route, right? Where's he at now?
I think he's still G-leaguing it up, man. For real.
Damn.
Stackhouse, he's fired. He got fired from Vanderbilt.
You can bring the Must Bus, get him out of USC.
Man, he tried to kiss his ass. They don't want no parts of him. He tried to kiss their ass. Like, dude, USC, you say you're late. Lakers told him you ain't big enough yet, bro.
Just bring our boy back,
they
man.
Did.
Bring Phil.
Because he was like, I need to go talk to Bronny about his availability. He's talking about Bronny. I need to talk to Bronny about his what he wants to do. Bro, man, shut up. Man, he makes me sick.
Ain't nothing with you, right?
Yeah. Dude. School jumping ass. I need to go talk Bronny. Should have kept your
what?
Ass where you was at.
Well, maybe you need to see what Bronny's doing. Hey, listen, it'd be a perfect spot for Cal. If he was still at Kentucky, I would be jumping for Cal to get his ass out there.
Yeah, he can't jump. Yeah, he can't jump all them schools and back to the NBA. Like, man, you know what I'm saying? Slick Cal, he'd do whatever LeBron James told him to do.
Right, yes, exactly. Sir. Yes, sir. You want me to get these three guys? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Love it.
California. Yes, sir. Can you imagine?
Oh,
he threw for 70, man. Patino probably like, damn, Patino probably got all kind of grease in his hair now, man. Like, I need to wait a minute. St. John's, I got prayed for to come back, but I need to be out there.
That West Coast grease in his hair.
He early turned down $70 million, man. Shoot, God bless America. Not me. Not Patino. Not Calipari. Not you. No, no way. They would turn down that money.
Oh, yeah. Lakers Twitter right now is saying go after Calipari. Go after Calipari. Man, he ain't going to leave Arkansas for that.
He ain't going to do he couldn't do that. He can't do it. Well, I'm not saying
he
wouldn't
be allowed back.
Nah, man. They would ban him. It'd be his last jump. He's going to leave schools, jump schools, and go to the NBA. You just going to say, at this point now, no.
Now he gets to coach his boy, Anthony Davis, where he's coached him before.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, nah, man, they ain't doing that. They couldn't do that. I even kind of crazily thought they would go like back to Frank Vogel, man, but I doubt that.
Bring back Frank.
Start the campaign. Hashtag. DeKai hates Frank Vogel.
Oh, hates him. Passionately. I don't know what he did to him, but
I don't know what, man, blames him for like his substitution, man, but like you can't sub, like he subbed in Paul George, man, so what is he supposed to do? He subbed in Paul George, didn't hit the shot. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. What do you want me to, worst coach ever, DeKai just tweeted out or just messes out. Worst coach ever. that might be JJ Redick. I don't know. He might be the worst coach. I mean,
man, Carlisle, you know what I'm saying, the first stint when he was with the Pacers, he did some boneheaded things down the end. That dispelled him. I'm glad he's back. Sometimes I think, you know what I'm saying, he tried to be tough, man, but I don't know. We'll see, man. We'll see what the Pacers, what the future holds for this, you know what I'm saying, new Pacers.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
David Blatt's available still, you know. Changes around. And
That dude. Coach the Lakers? He already got his money from LeBron. Hush money. They told him a hush.
Cavaliers said they're not expected to trade any of their core four of Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Jared Allen, and Evan Mobley. They're going to keep them pat.
They don't even have a coach yet, do they?
No, they're still looking for coaches. James Borrega, as names brought up for Cleveland and the Lakers as top two candidates. Let me see this. Let's do a little guessing game with John Birdsong here real quick. Jonathan Birdsong, we're going to play the kind of the game they play on NBA on TNT. Name that team. It's going to be name that coach. John, who is the head coach of the Utah Jazz?
Damn. It ain't even the homie no more. I know Danny Ainge is general manager. That's all I got, bro. It's the homie from Boston. He came from Boston, though.
What's his name? We'll give you a half a point. We'll give you a Will Hardy. Will Hardy.
There you go.
John, who is the head coach of Portland Trailblazers?
Oh, Chauncey Billups. He needs to be fired.
Ding, ding, ding. Well done. Well done, John. You got that one. Who is the head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Oh, young guy. Damn it. I cannot think of his name, man.
You've been there 4 years.
Yeah, he's a young guy. It's not Billy Donovan, y'all. Billy Donovan's in Chicago now. But sorry, y'all. I don't have
Mark
the answer. It's a young guy.
Mark Dagnault.
Sorry, man. It's the Players League now, man.
Who is the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies?
Goodness gracious.
This is going great. Just as I expected it to go.
I should know this, man. I listen to all kinds
you
of...
You should. You're just praising the Grizzlies.
I'd be knowing what's going on with the NFL teams, man. What's his name, man?
Taylor Jenkins. Taylor Jenkins.
Yeah.
A couple more for you, John. Who is the head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers?
Oh, Tyronn Lue.
Ding, ding, ding. Who's the head coach of the Houston Rockets?
The homie, he got all kind of problems with his wife.
Ime Udoka, yes, we'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Head coach of the Detroit Pistons?
Oh, that's the other, man, is he going to be there forever? He's got,
Larry Brown?
Man, what's his name? No. He's from that family tree, though, because he came from San Antonio. By way of, I can tell you who he played for. I can tell you he played for Notre Dame and college.
Who did he coach before the Pistons? You know that.
Who did he coach before the Pistons? Phoenix.
Yep, Monty Williams. Well done. Last two. Who is the Brooklyn Nets head coach?
They fired him. They got an interim.
Yes. Who is the interim?
I don't know, man. Shit, I didn't say hell. I don't even know who the interim is. They fired him. I don't know. You can give me the buzz on that one.
He's won a national championship.
Uh-oh.
As a head coach.
Really? Who's...
Yep.
Nah, man. The assistant coach is the daggone, the homie, Juwan. He's on the assistant. He is one of the assistants.
He's won a national championship as a coach in the 2010s, from 2010 to 2020. He's won a national championship. Kevin Ollie. Kevin Ollie was the name we were looking for there on that one. And last one. Who is the head coach of the number one draft pick, Atlanta Hawks?
Who that coach? We're going to do that. We're going to call that. We'll do that. We'll do the same.
We're going to do that. Ours is going to be who that player, who that coach.
For the NFL. We'll do the same thing for the NFL. Who that coach.
Yep. I love this segment.
That is the homie, Snyder.
There you go. All right, John. You did all right.
Yeah,
you did all right.
Came back.
It would not have been fair if I would have gave you the Wizards because I didn't even know the dude's name. Brian Keefe? I've never heard of that.
That's who need to coach the Lakers right there.
And now we're going to bring on our guy, who that caller. We're going to play who that caller. John, who this caller is?
Is he mad about the Pacers?
Oh, he's mad about the former coach of the Pacers.
Oh, yeah, I know who it is.
What's up, D-Cock?
What's up, fellas? Hey, first and foremost, you guys got to give a shout out to my boy,
tornado, man. He turned 20 today, man. So we just got back from a little bit of hibachi, man. So I was listening to the show while I was eating, so now I had an opportunity. And I heard my name being called about the worst in-game coach ever for the Pacers, a.k.a. Frank Vogel. So I had to call.
Don't do that.
Listen, man, the Lakers have to get an NBA coach. You're not going to get a college guy that come in there and coming from what he's been able to control to do that in L.A. That's a two-year disaster like the last three coaches have been. So it's got to be an NBA guy. But I've been racking my brain trying to figure out an NBA coach.
I can't think of one other than Mark Jackson. You said worst in-game. You forgot about Nate Borngren. You forgot about that.
Listen.
That name. Hold on. You forgot about Jimmy O'Brien. Forgot about that, D-Cott. You talking about in-game coach. Jimmy O'Brien shouldn't have been no damn coach.
Here's the difference. Frank Vogel is a guy that was with the Pacers more than 1 year beyond the Borgman guy, right? Borgman has been erased from my database, right? He was a mistake. Because I don't even think he's in the league anymore. And then Jim O'Brien, he got love because he's related to who? Larry Bird. He's his in-law, right?
Yeah, he is.
So that's a given there, right? He was a horrible coach. If you remember when Tinsley was there, supposedly had an agreement, if you get the ball up within 6 seconds, you can run the offense how you want. That was him buying time because he knew he was terrible, if you all remember
Jim O'Brien.
He was terrible. He was terrible. But you forgot the human Q-tip, man. Well, JB, you're good at Pacers' bad history. You forgot about the human Q-tip?
Do you know who I'm talking about? Who's that?
Versace, man. Versace came from Detroit.
Well,
Isaiah Thomas?
Early 80s, this dude, white dude, had a jerry curl, man. This shit was on fire.
Yeah, Dick Versace, man. Yeah.
He had too much talent. They had too much talent out there. They didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah. If you remember, him and the owner at the time for the Vancouver Grizzlies, they were best of friends. That's why he went down there to Memphis, if you remember.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought he got fired because the team was too young. Reggie Miller. He had two young teams.
Chuck.
And he wasn't.
Yeah,
Chuck
everybody
Davis,
wanted to be a shooter.
Wasn't Chuck
Davis. We need somebody to do some board work out here, bro.
Good enough to get you fired.
So listen, I've been sending you guys some screenshots and some stuff, and I'm not sure if you all are hooked up with the Link Fans Pro. It's a draft machine similar to HoopsHypes.com, but it's called FANSPO, not Pro, but Poll. And I'm gonna send you all a couple of screenshots. Brandon, that's why I love you so much. You talked about TJ at the height of his opportunity, right? It's about McConnell. TJ, he's not gonna get any hotter than right now. Have a contingency. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sorry, TJ McConnell.
We want Grayson Allen back.
Brandon, JB is starting to act like a boss and just be a troll. He's just trying to be a troll at this point.
He ain't been on the show in 2 weeks. That's why he's trolling.
I don't want no Gordon Hayward back.
Oh.
No, listen, stop it. If you're talking Gordon, don't even talk Gordon Hayward. Stop. That ship sailed that night in Cleveland when he ripped his leg apart. That ship sailed, in my opinion, from a talent perspective. But check this out.
Paul George can't come back.
Listen.
Here we go.
Brandon, when you tell him, see, all he's trying to do is egg me on. I'm not following. No, you know how I feel. I'm not wasting my time. Listen, we got to have a contingency. Stop it, JB. So we got to have a contingency plan.
I'm sorry, man.
We got to have a contingency plan if, in fact, Siakam says, it was a great run, but I don't want to do it.
So we got to start talking.
I think it's going to come down to that numbers for him. I really think it's going to come down to, like, are they going to pay him, you know what I'm saying, $39 million, $40 million, like, whatever that number is, man. I get the salary cap, but, like, the Pacers ain't into, like, paying, like, they end up paying, like, one person a whole lot of money, not two people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But check this out. You all do realize, right, so he's eligible for five at 245. He's eligible.
Right.
I didn't say he's going to get it. He's eligible
right.
for five at 245. So
right.
if he turn, it depends, in my opinion, to your point, JB, they've never gone over the threshold, right?
Nope.
The luxury tax.
Not if something they don't know.
This,
that's why
mark,
I bring up Paul
mark,
George.
Mark the tape. I got a better one for you. Mark the tape. If they don't max him out, meaning five at 245, he turns it down. And you've got to look at a sign and trade for a guy. I'm not going to share it on the show. I'm going to send it to you all. It makes all the sense in the world based off of TJ McConnell, money, and shot makers. And I think that, you know, you've got to be creative when you're a Pacers, right? Because
mm-hmm.
at this point in time, what the young man did, Nembhard did the last
mm-hmm.
two games.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, listen. Treated Robert Horry like a blind stepchild, and he got that big deal. And about 2 weeks into the season, he was coming
damn.
Off the bench.
You my crazy.
You remember that? You're,
don't
yeah,
be like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So
don't
so
like
we got.
That.
Well, we got to be careful. Listen, I believe Nembhard's a better NBA player than Crozier will be, but you got to be careful of you know tying your rope to a young guy who had a great series. Right. I mean, he's been very good all year. But on this show, we talked about guys talking about
hold on, Crozier got caught up into a coaching change as well, though.
Yeah, Isaiah.
That next year,
right,
they
exactly.
had a coaching change.
He wasn't. It was Isaiah Thomas, and he wasn't his guy. But at the end of the day, though, it was a smart move because if you think about that team, that they had Al Harrington coming into his own at that time, and there was no because he's obviously more athletic and all those things. He had not the 3-point shooter. But I think it was a great decision by Isaiah. He just, in my
Crozier was Larry
time.
Bird guy. But the organization,
yeah, I know.
That's weird, man. They had a lot. They had
from
a lot
Providence.
Of depth. They
yeah,
had a lot of
Providence
depth back
side.
Then, though. They didn't. Isaiah didn't use it right. I'm gonna go on Isaiah. He didn't use it right.
Man, that team had catch straight killers on that.
They
team,
tried
man.
To re, they awesome. Tried to push. They tried to push Bender, and he never was gonna never be. It wasn't
hey,
gonna
hey,
happen.
Stop it! Hey, stop it! Injuries! Stop it! And they weren't pushing Bender. Bird picked Bender and said on tape, "There's gonna be a lot of payback because this guy's gonna be making a comeback." So
I get that.
Bender
it never did happen
guy.
Though.
Well, I understand. I'm not saying it did or didn't. What I'm saying is
well,
he
became Isaiah. He came an Isaiah Thomas guy too because Isaiah Thomas put
yeah,
it out
but,
there.
But he inherited him, right? He inherited him.
He did.
And he saw the athletic and the ability, right? But Bird picked him. Or if you remember the you know the
I wanted Cerbiak. I got it on paper, bro. I wanted Wally Cerbiak. I know that's crazy to have two white guys like Crozier and Cerbiak, but like man, Wally Cerbiak tore it up. Wally Cerbiak would tore it up here.
Nothing to do with him playing in the MAC, right? Nothing at all, right?
Man, Wally Cerbiak tore it up in that tournament too.
He's a bomb.
When they had Miami, they tore
asking,
it up that year.
JB, nothing to
no,
do
I,
with
I,
him playing in
am
the
Mac,
MAC,
Evan.
Right?
I am Mac. It's
okay,
just true.
Right.
Everybody knows it. I love
you.
Me some MAC things. But give me your Bowling Green. Give me your Ball State. Give me your fan.
If you're a Bowling Green fan, why do you hate Dawkins so much?
That Dawkins my buddy. He loved me. He loved me. I love him. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
But in all sense, listen, fellas, we got 2 weeks from today. Not only is it draft day, it's the greatest day in the history of the 365-day calendar because it'll be my birthday. So
there
what are we going to do if we lowball Pascal and he says, nah, I'm good? We got to talk about that thing because the Pacers have to pay the money.
Then they go. They got to go Plan B. They'll bring back Obi Toppin and probably bring somebody from the outside.
I'm sorry. They'll pull a trade. They have that those second round assets. They have depth at point guard. They do.
I'm gonna say it because I'm ready to take all the smoke. Here's the trade. Okay, as Pascal says, no, you go sign and trade with Pascal. We know that Phoenix needs a point guard. You got Pascal. You got my man Isaiah Jackson, and you got TJ McConnell. Hold on. And you got TJ McConnell going to Phoenix for KD and Nurkic. And here's why: KD has and it works in Fans Pro. KD has 2 years left, so you're not strapped long term. He's got next season, a year after that, and you got Nurkic, who's a guy who can help out Turner in the paint because Turner's begging for help. And I'm not saying just him.
Brandon
that's okay. That's fair. Hey, listen. All I'm just saying is something to ponder because the Pacers have to pay that money, right? And who better to pay $45 million for if it's not, in my opinion, if it's not Siakam? Name me a guy that's going to bring $45 million. Also, you're going to tell me the guy from Philadelphia?
Right. You got to absorb some cut. Yeah.
LeBron James.
Brandon, your thoughts on Kevin Durant?
Come on, Brandon. Let's talk about it.
My thoughts about Kevin Durant as a Pacer?
Listen. You can give me the buzzer, but you got to give me an
alternative. Danny Granger rolled over his grave. That ever happened.
It's about dollars. It has a match. Give me another guy in that $40 to $50 million range.
Man,
that makes better sense.
There might
than
be
the trade I just shared with y'all.
LeBron James.
LeBron ain't coming to play.
And Bronny.
Brandon over there sipping.
We're getting him by Bronny. We're drafting Bronny. And we get LeBron.
Brandon. And give me another guy. You can't think of another guy.
Paul George.
I went back and forth.
Paul George,
If you pay Paul George $40 million, I'm
Paul George, let's go. Bring him back. Retire the jersey. Unburn my jerseys. Kumbaya. Kumbaya. We do it all together.
2 years of Paul George is $75 million.
Might as well.
2 years of Paul George is $75 million. That's what you get. That's what you look at.
I think y'all kidding. So am I being punked? Are y'all serious or y'all kidding?
No, you're asking for somebody to make that much money. I'm saying Paul George. You want to pay Klay Thompson? Klay Thompson?
Oh, hell no.
Well, I'm giving you names.
Did you see him play last year? What did you
bring
Brandon,
back
you can't
Paul.
Just throw a name. Somebody that's realistic.
You bring back Paul.
Listen, Thompson gives us nothing that we need. We need rebounding, defense, and we need perimeter defense. Thompson doesn't give any of that.
As soon as this trade with Phoenix goes through, we're about to get Grayson Allen.
At $18 million a year for an 18, and it escalates for the next 4 years. Y'all trying to get me going off, man. Don't even try.
No,
I know what this is.
You sound a short deal with Paul George. A shorter deal.
Listen, what is he?
It'll work out.
What is he?
Because
Mathurin
still got Mathurin. Mathurin's still gonna be here, floating around.
This dude, he's been broken ever since he left Indiana. He hasn't gotten out the second round. He's continued to be injured. And you're going to tell
Clippers,
me you want to talk about paying this guy
Kawhi Leonard went down
million?
This year. Hold on. The Clippers this year was the best team in the West before their All-Star break.
Come on.
Hey,
who wouldn't?
L.A. won the in-season tournament. Stop it.
Who wouldn't want this guy? Yeah, I can see it now. Opening night. Decott's there with Reggie with his soft drinks, with his hot dog. JB's watching on Bali Sports. I'm sitting outside the arena, and all you hear on the speakers is just a little bit of this.
Chicago style hot dog.
They bring the jersey back out.
With a pickle.
Oh, my Lord.
Coming home.
And a tomato.
Listen, you know what?
You get Paul George's video tribute?
Sesame seed.
I'm trying to have a
let the raid wash the worry away. Paul George, the savior, is back.
I'm trying to have a serious conversation.
Hallelujah.
You know, we is having a serious conversation, man.
$45 million.
I'm trying to help create value to my favorite call-in show. And all y'all are doing is just trying to push my button because y'all know I'm going to go sideways. But I'm not falling for it tonight. No, I'm not falling for it tonight. So at all.
Bring back
Paul George. He's not coming to Indiana. He
let the rain wash it away.
That we need.
Oh, in a perfect world,
this is ridiculous.
In a perfect world, in a perfect world, Decott, you're right. He's not coming back. He would come to. He would come to Indiana. And it would all kind of fall.
You know.
Into play,
you know why he wants to come back? Because he knows he made a mistake in 2016. He's done nothing, and I mean nothing, since leaving. Goes to Oklahoma City. Then look what a small market do. They brought in Carmelo Anthony. Woo! A great move.
Yeah,
then he
that
says,
was. Yeah,
hey, OKC. Then he says, hey, OKC, I know I said I'm going to be here long term, but my boy Kawhi called me. Get me out of here. Only for the guy who should have been MVP this year. Only
right.
for that guy. And
bring
17 draft picks.
John, bring him back. I'm in.
I'm going to message you all privately. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to cut y'all out.
It might cost you something, though, man. It might cost you Jarris Walker, though.
Hey,
something
I'm
like
cussing y'all out
Jarris Walker.
Man, this is ridiculous, man.
What number are we? Hey, we going to go PG-13 or 24?
You going to go back to the 24?
You know.
We bring him back. We bring Lance back. George Hill.
No,
oh,
I know.
Hold on, man. Slow down. We can bring Lance back on a minimum deal.
I do not.
He can be our Pollard.
I got him reeled
he
in.
Pollard.
If Bronny can play,
he can
Lance
be our
can play.
Pollard.
That's not
he
what we doing.
James Johnson. What you say?
Maybe.
If Bronny can play, Lance
always able to play.
Maybe Travis Diener.
You said James Johnson. Man, don't do that.
Travis Diener.
James Johnson.
Jan Mahimi.
Lord. Hey,
Coco
Patazic.
He was horrible.
Coco Patazic when we need him.
No, I'd rather have Jan Mahimi.
Go Patazic. How about that? That's your guy.
You want to go Potapenko level? That's what you want to do?
Pacers are stupid enough to pay $45 million for Marcus Smart.
What's the one dude, Sasha? Larry Bird.
There's no value
dude.
There.
Sasha.
There's no value there. It's gotta be a guy that can that gives us something that we need.
Paul George.
The guys you all are naming. What is he?
Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis.
Paul George.
Okay. Anthony Davis. Yeah. But what do you have to give up to get Anthony Davis?
Jarris Walker.
Yeah.
Luis Scola.
It'll be something else.
And Monte Ellis's old contract.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Listen, there's only two guys
Soldier Hill.
I can think
Chris
of.
Chris Copeman.
That I'm, you know, I hate this show. I'm never going to call back.
Chris Copeman.
There's two guys I want to say I'm good with. I'm good with Anthony
Darryl Armstrong.
Davis. Sorry. And
Darryl Armstrong?
Davis. Y'all remember him in the dunk contest? Darryl Armstrong in the dunk contest.
I think he made
two dunks the whole contest.
Didn't we have Matisse Bastin at one time? Bring back Psycho T. That's JB's voice, Psycho T.
I love him, bro, man.
Hey, listen, terrible from the day go, man. Come on. There's no way. But anyway, listen.
He's a great college player.
There's two guys. The two guys we got to think. Our guy Anthony Davis, or we got to think KD. And we're talking that type of money. There's no other player from a trade perspective. Who are you gonna try to get in return for T.J. McConnell?
I'd rather have Randle
right now.
I'd rather have Julius Randle.
No, you wouldn't. JB, no, you wouldn't. Now you're just saying.
I'd rather have Julius Randle. Starting at center.
Indiana
Pacers. Julius Randle.
Come on, man. See, Lord.
Drinking that juice.
Over Durant. Durant was there winning another championship ever.
Here's why I say, KD, you got 2 years. You're not strapped. Guess what's going to happen in 2 years? Ben's going to come due. Nembhard's going to come due. So you got guys that you want to keep on your team that are going to come due. So what do you got to think about that. Those two guys are going to come due in 2 years. So then, what do you? If you don't have flexibility, guess what's going to happen? You're going to lose Ben and probably more than likely Nembhard. Do
Let's
the math.
Bring the boys back. Put the band back together.
Hey, draft day. What are we doing? Did y'all figure out what we're going to do draft day?
I have not figured it out yet.
Let's find so find a good wing situation, and we'll be there.
I don't even know. I don't even know where it's going to be at this year. Last year, it was up in Carmel at the center off of Range Line downtown. Mm-hmm. In Brandon, you know where that's called? At the Sun King spot.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's going to be there this year or not. I got to get with Dennis and find out. But I'm telling you, if something's going to happen, I'm telling you now.
Carmel
mark my words, mark the tape. Something big is going to happen with the Pacers if in fact, that Pascal Siakam says he changed his mind.
That's
big, man.
You want
I said
James
big,
Harden?
Not some type of
James Harden?
No. He doesn't get. Those guys don't give us what they need, man. He's not a perimeter defender.
Russ?
He's not a guy. Man, y'all wearing me out, man. You know, I called. I was excited. I'm hyped up. Listen to my boys and everything.
D-Wade.
Y'all kill me. Oh, Lord have mercy.
D-Wade back on a veteran minimum.
Mark the tape. The Pacers are going to do something big if Pascal doesn't sign. And it's much bigger than Paul George.
Pacers trade Nesmith, Mathurin, and Doug McDermott for Paul George.
Okay,
there you go.
They'll be back on 80%.
Dude, I wouldn't trade McDermott for Paul George straight up. Well, yes, I would. Yes,
no,
I'm
yes you would.
That. But I'm lying about that. But I wouldn't trade Ben Mathurin. I wouldn't pay Ben straight up for him at all. Absolutely not. You're talking about a guy who's been hurt the last 4 years of his career.
So has Ben.
Every season he's missed. No, Ben, stop it. Ben plays roulette like that. Why are you hating on Ben?
Brandon, we got to find another good Edwin Sumner.
You don't want a Travis Diener?
No, nah, man.
The Marquette Mahler? No, thanks, man. I can do without. I can do without Travis Diener.
Ike Diagu?
TJ Warren? What do you want?
Troy Murphy, Kareem Rush. Let's roll. Bring him back.
Hey, listen. The worst first round the Pacers have had the two.
Jeremy Lamb.
When they got Rush and Hibbert in the same draft. Y'all remember that?
Savunis, Jesse Kapitis,
Brian Bowen, trade back for him.
Oh Lord have mercy.
Macy O'Baston.
Hey, Michigan's own, right?
Michigan's
own Macy O'Baston.
They don't do. All right, man. I know we're
okay. Okay.
Luther Head.
You wouldn't have said. Illinois' own. You wouldn't have said. I'm an almanac.
Okay, AJ Price, bring him back.
And man, AJ Price had a good 10 game.
He did.
New York. If this was New York, they'd have called it Lynn Sanity. AJ Price. Oh my God. I need to see if we can get him on the show.
Please do. That's who we need to get. AJ Price.
What about Joe Young?
Mighty Joe.
Joe Young had a good run, but I don't know. AJ Price. Oof, man.
John, I got his Twitter account. You want me to send it to you?
Send it to me. Start tagging him in the
thing. He ain't been on it since 2009, though.
Didn't he go to UConn? He went to UConn, too.
Won a title.
Yeah, he did.
If
we're going back, what about Mateen Cleave? Let's just go ahead and blow the dust off.
He wasn't no Pacer.
I didn't say he was. But we're talking about old school guys. Let's go ahead and get Mateen Cleave.
Dante Jones.
That they going from Mississippi State? Or the other one?
Cameron Dollar. Toby Bailey.
UCLA's own. We got a UCLA group here, huh? But
right.
No.
Oh, man.
Dwayne Farrell.
Ty's Edney.
Farrell, serviceable guy. If that's the case, let's go ahead and bring back Sam.
Dwayne Snitskas.
Snitskas. And you all remember, listen. Hey, he was a top two player coming out of high school when he went to Florida?
Yeah, there was only five in his class.
Stop it.
Listen, I'm gonna go to our messenger, and I'm gonna send you all a bunch of screenshots of different ones I've been thinking about. I've got about four of them. You know, and I don't want you to just think, okay, let's clown Kyle. He's making him excited. But let's think about it, because here's my deal. I want Pascal to sign, and that's the first domino to fall. But if he doesn't sign, the Pacers have to have a real, I mean a real response to Pascal not wanting to stay. Because you can't let him walk out the door without a sign to stay. Lord have mercy. You know what? He's back down. He's back down in Mississippi.
He's
back down
it.
In Mississippi. Yeah.
He played 1 year for the Pacers. What a waste of draft pick that was.
But no, it wasn't. Because
no,
he got Mullen out the deal. They got Mullen out the deal, remember? Eric Campion, remember that?
I guess so.
Yeah, they got Chris Mullen out the deal.
Hey,
yeah,
I know Bruno Sundahl, he's still got some legs.
How about John
Mercer?
Sundahl, his cousin. What about John
Sundahl?
He ran
some random plays. Randy, I'm surprised Randy Whitman on the assistant coach yet.
Oh,
right.
Randy Whitman.
Is Randy back home in Indiana? Is he back here in Indianapolis?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't. No shade on disrespect. That's another one I want to talk to. Actually, though, for real, D-Car, Randy Whitman. I know jokingly, Randy Whitman was a player in the league and he coached the Pacers.
Yeah,
and no, he played for the Pacers.
Yeah.
And he played. For
and
the
he played for the Pacers for a year and a half, almost 2 years, I think, if I remember right. Yeah.
Man,
it was
like
on his backside. If you remember, it was on his backside of his career, though, because him and Doc Rivers formed a really, you know, formed a little backcourt when they was going against Boston in those Eastern Finals and those Eastern Semifinals, if you remember.
With Atlanta? Yeah,
he wasn't. Whitman wasn't a scrub, man. Go back. Whitman asked Doc. He was a perfect guy for him, man.
Right.
How much
right.
did
I know that.
How much did Peja hate being in Indianapolis when he was here? Had to be.
Oh, man, I bet he hated it. Because think about it. You know,
yeah.
Man, that dude,
he went from guys playing ball.
Once he got injured out there in Sacramento, Larry Bird thought he could revitalize his career, man. He did not have no push. We needed this dude to be, all right, Peyton, just for you to step up. That he's still claiming him. He's still claiming him.
But you know why? But you know why it happened? That Artest situation, man, when he got, you know, he didn't like Carlisle, if you remember. He said Carlisle was a control freak, and that's why I wasn't big on Carlisle coming. But Carlisle, give him credit. The dude has changed his persona. But Ron left because he didn't want to play for Carlisle.
Well,
yeah.
Carlisle.
Pacers,
and they tried to get something out of the deal.
We're talking about Pacers.
But we got to realize the trade happened because of Ron not liking Rick Carlisle. Not because we thought Pacers was coming. No.
But hold on. Pacers ended up going back to Dallas. Pacers ended up winning the championship with Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he didn't want to be here. He was a bench guy.
About Rob Marshall.
A major player.
Man, he about to name every person in the book.
From Ball State, John.
Hell, what? Haywood Workman.
He about to name every person in the book,
him.
Bro.
Yeah. There's a name I just saw. I have totally spaced about his name, but Orion Green and Anthony Johnson.
Oh, AJ. Anthony Johnson. Remember the guard? He came from Atlanta, right?
He husky like Deacon, right? Or he's husky like Reggie.
Yeah, he is. he probably played like Reggie too.
We got to bring Cody Zeller back home, man. You know,
we need to get AJ Price in the horn. We need to send the smoke signals out.
AJ Price to get out here. But as far
okay.
As this,
here's a blast from the past. Brandon, your guy that was in the backcourt mate with Troy Lewis. He was
AJ
a Pacer. What's his name? No. Backcourt mate with Troy Lewis. Right after, I think it was right after, it was right around the time Matt Gattis had left.
John Wood?
He was number three, if I remember. No. He and John Lewis were backcourt mates.
You talking about playing?
He played for the Pacers.
Did he play for East? Is he from East Chicago? You ain't.
I think. What's his name? Tell me his name. I'll tell you if it's him.
Hold on, I got
the Yeah, he and Troy, they were backcourt mates.
Not Pooh.
I don't have Google on me, but they were backcourt names.
You said Bill Richardson? Absolutely not.
Stevens is his last name. Stevens is his last name.
Stevens.
I thought you were talking about Etuan Moore.
No. That was after that. Troy Lewis came out around that, you know, that early
late 80s.
I think
82.
Yeah. Stevens is his last name.
Ron,
okay.
Mark, Eric, Barry, Wayne.
Man, hey, D-Cott, we had an issue. D-Cott, I know D-Cott, we had an issue with this dude from radio, man, called earlier and said IU recruits the pros, Purdue recruits the Joes. Man, I couldn't believe it, man, because I was really, like, being impartial. Like, really, they just recruit the best basketball players that they can get, whether they turn to NBA players, both programs do. It really, I can't really remember a time or tenure, even in Bob, whether it was Bob Knight's era, Tom Crean's era, you know, say whoever era, they were really right. IU was down there trying to recruit some dude they knew was going to jump to the NBA.
And so this idiot said that Calipari left because of what IU and Woodson are doing.
Some of these IU faithful out here, and these people are over 30, D-Cott. They over 30 because they should know better.
Idiot, you know, D-Cott. This guy is an idiot. I almost wrecked the car this morning.
Are y'all serious?
Dead serious.
He said, I was like, dude, he never heard of Jaden Ivey? He didn't know Purdue was. I'm not trying to get you to speak positive.
He said John Calipari left Kentucky because of what IU and Woodson are doing, which is what?
That's what he said. It's wild. They let him be on the radio.
And he said this IU has, D-Cott, this is where it threw me off. He said IU has the roster to be a Final Four team.
Everett Stevens. That's his
name.
Never
heard of him.
Everett Stevens.
They said IU has the roster to be in the Final Four, and it's the best roster in the Big Ten the last 10-plus years. My ass.
That's what he said. He said, IU going to the Final Four this year.
Didn't I tell you all you can't listen to these nutcase fans? You all think that's bad. You should go on the
SEC channel. What I will say is, amongst the pros, Mike Woodson's name is like butter. They all respect him, whether it was Bonzi Wells, Steve Wallace.
He should be respected.
They said he's a smooth coach. They like his style, all these things, man. I just don't know. Like, those are young pros. You coaching young men. And in a similar game, but not, you know what I'm saying, it ain't line for line. You know what I mean? Navigating through an NCAA tournament game or through a Big Ten schedule or preseason is totally different than playing the Charlotte Hornets. You know what I'm saying?
Those are just emotional fans that just have
but
nothing.
But I
would
say, as a coach, man, he's solid. That's what people are saying out here. But he's going to have to be better. Solid is one thing. X and O is another. That's what I'm
afraid. Yeah. Listen, I said this, man. You know, I'm a big, huge supporter of Mike Woodson. Y'all know that, man. The guy's a respectful guy. He's respectful. You know, he's coach. But I just don't know that he's willing to adjust who he is for today's game. Because I think today's game is different. Maybe he is willing to change it this year. Or the team did an overhaul. But he has to for the talent to be realized. And you talk about Hushofino. Hushofino's going to be on the move this summer. He's not going to be a Laker next year.
I don't know if he was a good NBA coach, guys.
I mean, listen.
He only had three winning seasons out of nine.
Look, man. Look,
he never.
Look who he coached.
I'm sorry. He had three winning records.
Some of that is on Jeff Teague, Brandon. And it's hurt on.
Just saying. Three winning seasons.
Oh, my God.
Carmelo
46% winning percentage.
Stoudemire's knee.
Okay, so let me ask this. Why is it then that he's so well respected?
Maybe he just gets along with players.
He's not a get along with players. No, he's not a get along with players guy. That's not him. The dude is respected. He's a good coach. No one ever says he's a future Hall of Fame coach. I think he's a good coach. I still say he was the right guy at the right time for Indiana after the mess of the previous three coaches. You solidify things. You bring respectability back, meaning no drama, no kids getting hit by cars, no cheating scandals, no coach who wants to be the bigger than the player show. And then you got a guy you brought in from Dayton who didn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. So you brought back stability. You level things off, and let's see what happens this year.
We'll see. All right, we got to wrap up. We went way over tonight.
Hey, but I'm gonna be sending you out some screenshots. And oh, by the way, have y'all had a chance to get Mac on yet, Gattis?
No.
No.
I'm gonna see what I can do, man. He was on that team with Troy Lewis, Steve Reed, Jim Bullock on that team. Do you remember that, Brandon? I know you do, right?
Just a little before my time.
Todd Mitchell. Oh man, jeez. Okay, all right. I gotta help you guys out. Okay,
just a few years before.
I'm gonna see what I can do. Listen, and you tell your sponsor he owes me one for this.
Huh. All right. Sounds good. All right, D-Con, take care.
All right, fellas. Be safe. Take care, fellas.
Man, oh man, we went down a wormhole there, Brandon.
Probably one of our funniest episodes.
It's your fault, dude. You said Travis Dean's name like four times. Then you said Copeland. I lost it.
It's one of the best episodes. You have to clip that, put it out. That's going to be in the in the thing. No, I mean, I think it's got to be said. His record's not good. His record's not good in the NBA, John.
We talked a lot tonight, from Caitlin Clark
to
Pace to NBA playoffs. We kind of slid over to NFL, I feel like. We talked a little bit of NFL.
We talked baseball, unfortunately, again.
Man, listen, man. The Reds, they went on a hot streak, and then they went on a shit streak. So there it is, man. The best team, Brandon, the two best teams, man. Oh, my God. I know the Indianapolis. Listen here, Brandon. Indianapolis is over here crying about MLS team versus a minor league, you know what I'm saying, Indy 11 team, man. And they really need to be getting back in that baseball conversation. But I guess Major League Baseball ain't going to let them get it. But the two best teams, man, from the hype standpoint, my goodness, Brandon Reeks, is the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees. I watched a little bit of them play this weekend, man. My goodness, it didn't even matter who won the game. It was just boom, home run, boom, home, you know what I'm saying? And, like, it's big-time players on the other side, man. So in your wildest dreams, man, that's where they probably want the World Series to be, Brett. The Dodgers versus the Yankees, man, because it's a lot of star power on both those rosters, man. But, like, no, man, we'll download some more. I know we're short on time. We'll download a little bit more deep dive with Major League Baseball next week for sure.
Absolutely. Conversation continues on Facebook, on Twitter. I just put on Facebook the new big three, Paul George, Pascal Siakam, and Tyrese Halliburton. Somebody put it on their graphic, so I've shared it.
Don't do it.
New big three. But join us. Conversation continues there. We'll see you guys all next week. Enjoy the NBA Finals. Game 3 just started, and we'll see y'all next week, next Tuesday or Wednesday. So have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads sports content. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be physically located in Indiana. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a reason you aren't satisfied with the ordinary. You were made for adventure. A life with God doesn't have to be boring. It can be a pulse-pumping, heart-pounding life of purpose. And we can guide you there. The adventure awaiting you is bigger and more life-giving than you could ever imagine. Join Crossroads Church every weekend online for challenge, hope, and encouragement to guide you on your spiritual adventure. Join us at crossroads.net.